How you doing?
All right. Just give us a quick update. How your off-season's been going?
You know what? Things have been good. I think something that I was extremely impressed with, this being my first off-season with the Broncos, was the attendance. I mean, it's been like 100%. Everyone's here working hard. Definitely in a circumstance that we're in with new coaching staff, new system, that's imperative, and the guys have taken, you know, the initiative to be here, and, you know, we're working hard, getting better, getting in awesome shape, and I think you can see that on the field each and every day that we're gelling as a team.
What was it like back in February and March when a lot of guys that were here last year were getting released? What was that like for you?
I think playing as long as I have, you understand that that's the dynamic of the game, but at the same time, I mean, you know, feeling like you had a good thing going last year and really just trying to put the pieces together and figure out kind of where we went wrong. I mean, you're just kind of sitting back waiting to see what's going to happen. And I think from a standpoint of a player and just kind of seeing that happen, I mean, you're just really just, you know, hoping that whatever pieces are put together in this new puzzle that is going to work together and kind of be beneficial for us all. And, you know, ultimately, I think that good decisions have been made, and the group that we have here is a good core group, and I think that the guys here can get it done.
What have they told you about your role?
Primarily, I know that I've had opportunities to play both safety positions and been backing up at both positions, and, you know, it's been something good for me. Hopefully, my veteran leadership and my ability to play both of those positions will get me some looks and, you know, some opportunities on defense, special teams. That's kind of been the backbone of what I've been doing in the foundation, you know, of my career up to this point. And I had an opportunity when I was in Detroit to play for Coach Prefer's father. And so initially we had a great relationship, and he was familiar with a lot of the things that I could do well, and he's put me in some good positions to be successful. Everything you hear about Brian Dawkins is exactly what we've had an opportunity to see. A tremendous leader, not only on the field but off the field. From the time he got in, I mean, I approached him and I asked him from a personal standpoint to help me be a better player. And whatever he could do to, you know, expand my game and make me the type of player that I know that I can be, you know, that I was willing. I'm one of the guys that can be coachable, and, you know, I have no problem with someone correcting me or helping me, because obviously he's been successful, and we all know that with him coming here, and I think he's been an awesome upgrade to our team.
And it says something about him.
Correct. Exactly. And that was what I wanted to let him know, you know, because I know a lot of guys, you know, we kind of feel like if there's another veteran, you know, he's kind of made his rounds and, you know, he knows what he's doing. And I wanted him to know that, you know, he could coach me and he could help me. And if he saw something that could make me be a better player, I mean, there's so many facets of his game that I respect and things that I know that he does well that, you know, I know if I can pick up on some of those things that I can take my game to the next level.
What kind of thing did he do after? He's probably not got too many years left.
Uh-huh. Man, I mean, he could do whatever he wants to do. A thing that both he and I have in common is, you know, we're both men of faith, and so that's, you know, brought us closer, and it's been something that we've been able to develop a relationship just based upon that. But I mean, he's a tremendous guy, of character, not only that, but athletic ability. So if he wants to take that into the coaching realms, he could do that immediately, and whatever else he wants to do, I'm sure he can do that as well. Correct. I think, man, it's funny. I remember Coach mentioning that, you know, all the pieces that we brought in were guys that were coming from winning organizations, and they all wanted to be a part of what we had going on here. And, man, I just think that every guy that we brought here, you know, gives us the ability to be successful. I've learned something from each and every guy, and I think that if you put it together collectively, it's something that is going to make us successful on the defensive back end. And I've just seen that our ability to make plays, and I think just being more sure of ourselves and more confident in the guy on side of us is just a difference that I've seen from last year to this year.
How about Goodman? Everyone, there's a lot of talk on Dawkins because of his career. Goodman got the big money.
Right.
So
I mean, what about him and what he brings specifically to this secondary?
You know what? I played with Andre in Detroit, and he and I had a talk probably about a week ago, and I asked him, you know, what did you do to turn that switch on and just get your game to the next level? Because he's nothing like the player he was when I was there in Detroit. And I think something he told me is that his confidence level is up and that he's healthy. And I know that's something that he struggled with over the course of his career. He's had a hard time, you know, with nagging injuries. And just to see him healthy, and, I mean, the guy is cat quick. I mean, he's fast, just as fast as he was, you know, when he came into the league. And, you know, being 30 years old, you know, doesn't hinder him at all. And I just think that he's a quiet leader. You know, he's not a guy that's going to be rah-rah. He's not going to say a lot at all, actually. But his ability speaks for itself, and I think that a lot of the young guys can learn from him. He's aggressive. He gets in there and, you know, tangles with the receivers. And, I mean, he's just – you're not going to get an easy win on him.
Yeah,